Welcome to Eretz Pod, the official podcast of Yeshivat Eretz HaTzvi. We offer timely reflections on the Parsha and timeless Torah insights. Support for Eretz Pod comes from listeners like you. Thank you, and we hope you enjoy this episode.
I see that there's a in Chamishi of Parshas Bo, there is a stira, a contradiction. It's like a kashu tosos between the translations in the Art Scroll Stone edition of the Chamisha Chum Shei Torah and the Art Scroll Saperstein edition of the Torah with Rashi's commentary. What a kasha! Never thought of it before. It's a pasuk that you all know. When your sons will say to you, what is this avodah that you're doing? So the answer is, one of the four sons, v'amartem zevach pesach hu l'ashem. It's a zevach pesach l'ashem. Why? Asher pasach, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was pasach al batei v'nei Yisrael b'mitzrayim, on the houses of the b'nei Yisrael b'mitzrayim, b'nav poet mitzrayim, v'yat boteinu hitzio. Now, what does the name Pesach? What is the verbal root of the word Pesach? Asher Pesach. So what is Pesach? What is it in English? No? Passover, right? So those who said Passover, okay? So that is, you're holding like the stone chumash. You shall say it is a Pesach feast offering to Hashem, who passed over the houses of the children of Israel in Egypt. Okay? The Saperstein edition says something else. It says that you shall say it is a Pesach feast offering to Hashem, who skipped over the houses of the children of Israel in Egypt, who skipped over the houses. Now, those who are not specializing in language will say, okay, you passed over something, you skipped over it, so you didn't, you skipped it, right? But this translation of skipped over, there's another translation, we're not going into it today. It actually comes from a question that the Ibn Ezra asks, right? The Ibn Ezra asks the question that the pasuk says, Asher Pasach al b'nei Yisrael. Now, if I am avoiding something, if I'm avoiding something, it should say Asher Pasach, he avoided Me'al. Me'al. Past, right? Not on the roofs, but Me'al. Pasach Al is on the roofs. And the translation of skipping is said by the Ibn Ezra to be from the word in Hebrew that we have poseach al shnei asifim, that it is to jump on something, or perhaps to dance, because in dancing we are, I don't know if this is anybody ever listens to these recordings, but if you are listening and you hear, should have had my taps on, you're a dancing man, and not on a roof, but nonetheless, so it would seem the Ibn. Now, what does this mean? So now I'm going to tell you a story. Story is How many of you people were in Poland? Did anybody do a Poland trip? Did you go to Lezhensk?
I don't think so.
Yeah, everybody goes. Otherwise, you weren't on the real trip. They must have taken you to Latvia or something like that. Why did you go to Lezhensk? Because that's where Reb Elimelech of Lezhensk was. And they take you to the... I've never been there. It's not my thing. But they take you to the... Poland is not my thing. They take you to the Beis Medrash of Reb Elimelech of Lezhensk, who was one of the great Hasidim students of the Maggid of Mezrich, and one of the founders of Hasidut in Poland, the Polish Hasidut, Reb Elimelech of Lezhensk. So there's another Hasidish Rebbe, Reb Moshe Leib of Sasov. You know the story about Reb Moshe Leib of Sasov because he's the story about the person cutting the wood, chopping the wood and not going to Slichot. Anybody know what I'm referring to? No, you don't. So we'll tell the story some other time. Okay. The Moshe Leib of Sasov was a disciple of Reb Shmelka of Nicholsburg. I just remember these names or feel bad that you don't know who they are and therefore find out who they were. And Reb Shmelka passed away. He died. And he was despondent, bereft of a Rebbe himself. He was a Rebbe, but he was, rabbis need rabbis, and Rebbes need Rebbes. So he was in great sorrow, and he said, maybe, I've heard of this Reb Elimelech of Lezhensk. Maybe if I go to Lezhensk, I'll find a new Rebbe. And lo and behold, he goes to Lezhensk for a Shabbos. And it's Shabbos, Parshas Bo. The story I'm telling you is a true story, as opposed to just a regular Hasidic story. It's a true Hasidic story. And if those who are interested, I'll explain to you how I know it's true. He goes to Reb Elimelech, and he is so moved by Reb Elimelech that his spirits have returned as Sudashli Sheet. Reb Elimelech did an unusual thing. Instead of saying the Torah at the Sudashli Sheet in Lezhensk, Reb Elimelech asked Moshe Leib of Sasov to say a shtickel Torah, to say a piece of Torah. And this is what he said. He said, he asked the question, why does it say Asher Pasach Al Bate? Should say Me'al. And he said the following bold but incredible thing. He said, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu came into Egypt, the night of the death of the firstborn, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it were, realized the tomb of Mitzrayim, the depravity of Mitzrayim, the gravity of the depth to which people can sink, God was despondent. God was stricken with grief that human beings could be the way the Egyptians were, and then God is coming deeper and deeper into Mitzrayim, and then he passes over a Jewish house. He comes into the Jewish section. I remember once I was coming into England from Heathrow, and the cab driver were in an area some of you may have heard of called Golders Green. And the cab driver says to me, you know that this is a Jewish neighborhood. I said, how do I know it? He says, because the cars are double parked. So I said, you should come to New York, a place called Borough Park, the triple parked. Okay, so I don't know how Jewish this is, but God comes in, that's an aside. God comes in and he passes by a Jewish house. And God is so excited that he says, because God speaks in Yiddish, Da voint a yid. This is where a Jew lives. Da voint a yid. And Moshe Leib of Sasov is so moved by that. Because after all, Moshe Leib of Sasov was despondent and had come to Lezhensk, and he found a Jew. He found a master for himself. He found a teacher for himself. He was filled with joy. And the story is, and it's a true story, Rav Moshe Leib jumped up on the table. You know, shalashudas, herring. He jumped up on the table and began to dance and sing, Da Voint Ayid. Here is where a Jew lives. Gentlemen, aside from anything else, wherever you'll go back to, even if it's Golders Green or Borough Park, you're in Eretz Yisrael, you should be dancing. Da Voint Ayid. This is the home of the Jew. Have a good day.
That concludes our podcast. Please consider supporting us. You can sponsor or dedicate a podcast by visiting our website at eretzpod.org. That's eretzpod.org. If you enjoy our content, leave us a good rating or a kind review on your podcast platform. It will help others to find us. We are so grateful for your support. And thank you for learning with us.